Welcome back to Ask God 365, where we seek biblical answers to life's difficult questions. Today, we will conclude the book of Romans paraphrase with chapter 16. This paraphrase was originally written by Pastor Jack Sequeira. We start with verses 1 through 16, where Paul greets fellow workers in Rome. And in this concluding chapter, we're taken up in greetings to fellow believers who had once shared in Paul's ministry, but who are now residing in Rome. The common phrase in all these greetings, in verses 1 through 16, is the expression, in Christ. The central themes of Paul's theology and the fundamental truth that saves and unites all believers into one common bond and hope, and that is being in Christ. Let's continue in chapter 16 as we go to verse 17, where Paul cautions against false teachers. In concluding this exposition of the glorious gospel of Christ, I beg you, brethren, to keep a careful lookout for those who oppose the truth as it is in Christ and would like to stir up division in the church. Avoid these false teachers at all cost, for such people are not really serving Christ, but their own selfish interest, and by their flattering words deceive all those who are easily sidetracked. However, I want you to know that I am delighted about the good reports I'm hearing about your faithfulness to the truth. But at the same time, I feel obligated to warn you against these false teachers and counsel you to examine carefully everything you're being taught, sifting the truth from error. It will not be long now when God, through Christ, will put an end to Satan and his crafty ways. In the meantime, may the peace and grace of our Lord continue to bless and keep you faithful and to the end. Amen. And the last few verses deal with the benediction. Verse 25. And now to who is able to make you strong and keep you from falling, and through the power of the gospel of Christ, which was somewhat kept a mystery in the past, but now has been fully revealed to you in the person of Jesus Christ, and to the teaching of God's word, which is being proclaimed to all mankind, according to God's commission, calling you to a faith obedience in the truth. To the only true God who is able to save us, may glory and praise forever go to him and our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. This concludes the paraphrase of the book of Romans by Pastor Jack Sequeira. I trust this has been a blessing. Thank you for joining us on this podcast journey through the book of Romans, where we seek to ask God 365 with biblical answers to life's difficult questions. May God bless you, and we hope to see you next time.